Hello everybody, please welcome Benedict that we talked about the SDK that nobody is talking about, Trixinity. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, the Matrix SDK no one talks about, and I think if 50% of the people in this room are basically my staff at ConnectorX, I guess that's why. Yeah, I'm the co-founder and one of the developers at ConnectorX, and the main maintainer of Trixinity. So there are people that are working on it too in our company, but I'm the main person there. Yeah, who knows Trixinity? Oh, okay. Mostly everyone, but you should not forget that 50% of in this room are ConnectorX, so no surprise, yeah? So the expectations I would have if mostly all of you know Trixinity are, okay, we see bug reports. We see feature requests, we see merge requests. We also have a help room, Trixinity, imbitboot.de, so I would expect some traffic there, but there are already not so much questions in this room, and yeah, we also don't have commercial support requests for Trixinity as one of the company maintaining this SDK, and I would also expect that there are open source projects using it, but the reality is nothing. So there is a lot of silence. It feels like no one knows Trixinity or no one uses Trixinity, so let's find out why. So the next question would be, who uses Trixinity? Yeah. And there we see it. If I remove the ConnectorX people, then no one. Maybe one person. That's what we see. So everyone knows Trixinity, but no one uses Trixinity. We think so, because no bug reports, no feature requests, no merge requests, but we have some open source projects using it, but only a handful of open source projects, though. So it's not like the JS SDK, which you find all over GitHub. Now, as ConnectorX, we are also developing the TI Messenger, so we know some facts from this market. We know that there were public tenders for the public health insurance companies in Germany last year who explicitly asked for Kotlin multi-platform. And we also know that Trixinity is Kotlin multi-platform, and there are no other SDKs, not at that level like Trixinity. And all these tenders did have a deadline, the 15th of July this year. So there was no much time to develop a completely new Kotlin multi-platform SDK for the health insurance companies. And we also know that Trixinity has an Apache 2 license. So maybe we can find out if it is used in the health insurance companies' apps. And we checked it out. So we downloaded the app from the Play Store, and we saw the app from the Barmer is used by Telecom. The company that's producing the TI Messenger there is the Deutsche Telekom. And yeah, we also found out that they were using the wrong license. So wow, Trixinity got MIT. No, that's not the case, and they already fixed it, but yeah. And then we found a bunch of other apps. There are a few, circa 120 health insurance companies, so there were a lot of apps. We didn't have to install the app where we know that we have customers using Trixinity there, but all the other apps. And after installing the fourth or fifth app, we saw, okay, all the apps that we are installing right now are beginning with the same package names, something like de.rise. So, oh, okay, there is this company that's producing another TI Messenger client for all the other health insurance companies, and that was Rise. So the license overview proved it. Okay, there's also Trixity. The only company that didn't, the only health insurance company, so there was one that didn't use Trixity, that was the TK, Technica Krankenkasse. They just implemented a Kotlin multi-platform SDK from the ground. So they had a lot of people and a lot of money from their insured people to just start from the beginning. Greenfield, having fun, yeah. So as a result, 84% of publicly insured people can use theoretically Trixity. That are 63 million people. But still, we don't see anything. There are no bug reports. We have our customers, yeah, they have bug reports in other channels, not on the GitLab, but we would expect at least from the companies that are using Trixity silently, but there is nothing. So why? So we tried to guess. Bug reports, okay, maybe we have a high test coverage. Not maybe, we have a high test coverage, which means, okay, maybe less bugs. That's why there are no bugs that they have to report. And regarding feature requests, we are at protocol Trixity level mostly feature complete, especially because the Gematik TI Messenger specification requires Matrix 1.11. So this is a few years old, and Trixity already implemented a few years before, so no features that are missing. And regarding merge requests, it is a complex project. So if you have developers using Trixity and they have a bug, maybe that's not so much annoying to look into the project and try to understand this complex project and fix the bug themselves. And the low traffic in the help rooms, as we have seen, there are just a few manufacturers of TI Messenger. So maybe they didn't know that this room exists, or they don't want to raise attention that they are exist and using our SDK. And regarding the missing commercial support requests, there's the assumption that OpenSea source is cost-free. I already held a talk with Patrick Alberts yesterday, so maybe you can look into that fact. That's the complete talk, so I wouldn't do a deep dive here. So the next question to the audience would be, why don't you use Trixity? Kotlin is weird. One answer, yeah. Not a wrong answer. Yeah, I guess, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you wanted to use a Java SDK client, okay. That's interesting. Yeah. Okay. I did the work for you. Trixity has a steep learning curve, especially if you are new to Kotlin and really fresh in the ecosystem of Kotlin and try to understand the language, then Kotlin uses all the fancy stuff, all the complex stuff if you're a beginner. All this flexibility and these high-level components introduce just complexity in your head and in your project. So the starting using Trixity, the barrier is really high. And because of that, you can also shoot yourself in the foot. So if you, for example, don't know how to use coroutines right, you can create a lot of memory leaks or coroutine leaks. And this is not fun if you're implementing a messenger and your memory goes up and up and up and your CPU usage goes up. So you can do things wrong if you are new to the Kotlin ecosystem. And as I heard of from Android, Kotlin is weird. Yeah, we hear that a lot. Sometimes it's, yeah, Kotlin is an Android language. I don't want to do an Android language. Or I just don't like Kotlin or something like that. Or Kotlin is weird, yeah. But in fact, Kotlin is an awesome language and you should try it out. It's like every language, we can start a language war here, but at the end, you should try it, and you should try Trixity as an API. And to the Java argument, you can use Kotlin from Java, so you could use Trixity from a Java project. Yeah, and another reason against using Trixity is the low-level API. So you need to understand how Matrix works. You need to understand why to use this API and what to call to get to come to the result you want. And this can be really hard if you don't want to read this huge spec, Matrix spec. But why should you still give it a try? First, it's fast. So if you're trying Temmie, for example, this is a messenger from us based on Trixity, you will see it's really fast. It feels so fast as Element X, I think. I didn't saw any difference in the performance. So there is no reason why Kotlin shouldn't be used there. And the reactiveness can also really good, really helpful, because you don't have to poll if there are changes. You just listen to something, like when you listen to a message object, a timeline object, you get edits, you get redactions or something like that, or reactions. You just listen to it and show it in your UI. It's also really type safe. So if you have custom events, for example, we have them in the TI Messenger context, you can just define an interface or a data class in Kotlin, and Trixity allows you to use it, to send it, and you don't have to mess around with JSON or something like that. And Trixity also have this extensibility. You can choose your database, you can choose your media store. Now you can choose if you want to use libOrm or Vodazemax. So we have some crypto driver layer there. So there's a lot of flexibility there. And you can also use it as part of a high-level API like Trixity Messenger. So if you are not, if you don't want to use a low-level API, just use a higher-level API and get all the benefit from it. If you're using it, you don't need to understand Matrix. You only need to understand how a messenger basically works. So you have a room list, a timeline, and so on and so forth. Yeah, and as I mentioned earlier, Kotlin is an awesome language. It's a statically typed programming language. It's multi-platform, so it's not Android only. You can compile it to JVM, to JS, native, WebAssembly, and it's really fun to use because on all these platforms, you write common code, and you don't have to leave the Kotlin language to call platform API. So you have access to your Android API, you have access to your iOS API, to your browser API, etc. And you can also use platform-specific libraries. So you have the complete JVM ecosystem with Maven. You can introduce your dependency from that. You can also use the NPM dependency in the web, or just C libraries via C headers that are auto-generated, where you get auto-generated Kotlin classes and just can call C libraries. And this is really fun that you don't have to leave the Kotlin language and write C code or something like that. And another fun thing is that Kotlin allows you to create domain-specific languages, but this is next-gen Kotlin, so maybe start with the low-level, with the simple stuff in Kotlin. And same for coroutines and flows. At the end, if you're using, for example, Trixity Messenger, you only need to know there are state flows where you get the current value and where you get the future values. And if you understand that, then wait until you understand how coroutines and flows work and use the other APIs. But at the end, I say, okay, Kotlin is awesome. Then there are people that say, okay, Rust is awesome and Dart is awesome and so on and so forth. At the end, you have the agony of choice. You don't have to use Kotlin. There are, at a comparable feature level, there is the Matrix Rust SDK, the Matrix Dart SDK, and I made this table, and I think I will not go too deep into it because I already showed it last year, but you can stop the video here and look into it if you didn't decide yet what SDK to use. Maybe it gives you a hint that Trixity is a really good alternative to the other existing SDKs and more widely used SDKs. So what's next? We already have an OAuth 2 based prototype or MVP. It's working already really good, but we will try to make the API a little easier to use from a developer perspective. We also reworked notifications the last few months. This means you get from the API on the API level updates for replacement notifications or redactions. So if you get a notification on your Android smartphone and you read the message on your desktop, the notification will get removed, for example, or you get an edit because someone edited the message, you will get the edit on the notification. And you also get the right notification count because the server cannot send you the right notification count for encrypted rooms. So if you enable it, for example, that you get notified for mentions in a room, the server cannot look into the message if there was a mention for you. So he cannot count correctly. And this is done with the new notification work we've done. And Trixity also tries to give you an API to sync these notifications to your system. Each system has a different API and it tries to make it really simple, like new notification, updated notification, remove notification, because at this level, all APIs are the same. And if you need more, you have the options, but this makes it really easy to pull down the notifications from Trixity to the system. We are also still working on WebAssembly. There is not much work to do, but we didn't have time the last year. I told last year we will have WebAssembly in the next year, but I stand here and say it again. And we also didn't had a lot of time the last few months to keep up with the Matrix versions. We have the new room version implemented, but from ongoing to 1.14, we didn't have implemented all the small changes that were there. So we will do that to the next few months. And drum roll, we have Voodoo ZMax support in a 5.0.0 branch. So the next major version of Trixity will include Voodoo ZMax. And what I personally find really cool is that you as a user of Trixity can decide if you want to use ARM or Voodoo ZMax. So if you're a health insurance company, and you need to go to the certification process at the Gematik, you may want to stick to LibARM, because otherwise you have to create a new security, documents and go through this long process, so you can stick to LibARM for the next year. And if you're ready for the next certification process, you can switch to Voodoo ZMax. And I found this really cool because it opens up to implement maybe an alternative to Voodoo ZMax, a Kotlin multi-platform version of it maybe, but this is just the nerd thinking here. So try out and please contribute. It would be cool if I'm not the only maintainer here, external maintainer. We need more external maintainers, so check out the Matrix room and yeah, have fun using it. If you have question, come to me. Thanks.
Is there any question?
A big use case of Matrix is bots and bot libraries. And yeah. I feel like there's only maybe a couple that are high quality and some of them are starting to not be maintained. Are there any based on Trixity? Because that might open a new channel to new users?
Yeah, there is an open source project. I'm not sure you find it at GitHub if you're searching for Trixity, because there are only four or five projects there. But there is a maintainer of a bot library based on Trixity. And it sounds really promising. And you also have 3-4 different versions of bots that are doing actually something with these library that he implemented. But at the end, you can also just use Trixity. Log in, send message. It's the API is really clear. So there is no really bot abstraction needed, I guess, but it depends on the use case.
Yeah, as someone who has never really played with Kotlin, yeah, that might be a fun way to get into it.
Yeah. Actually, it was the first example for multi-platform that I have had was the Pingbot, and I wanted to show, okay, the Pingbot can also work in your browser. There is no use case, but at the end, I wanted to check if encryption works on all platforms, and implementing a Pingbot as a sample was the easiest way. So I've had a Pingbot in the browser working and making a ping pong in an encrypted room with me. Yeah.
I was just remembering when we chose our SDK, you didn't used to support spaces, if I remember correctly. Do you support handling spaces now?
Spaces?
Yeah.
Matrix spaces.
Matrix spaces.
Yeah, matrix spaces are just rooms. So in Trixity, they are just saved and usable as rooms. Yeah.
Yeah, but if I remember correctly, we couldn't create a space because you have to declare it. You have to add an attribute as a space.
Oh yeah, this attribute, it's there, I guess. 2 years ago, I added it when spaces got stable, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, if you are creating a room, you can set the room type, you can set the room type to a space, to m.room.space.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can also add it to de.gematik.room or something like it, because the Gematik wants to have their own room type.
Okay, thank you.
So I have one. How confident are you with the crypto implementation? So I'm asking because I seem to remember that the Element team spends years chasing bug in the and edge cases in the implementations of the cryptographic. So
yeah. The thing is, I guess because of the high test coverage, we've never had really problems with end-to-end encryption. So we implemented it in first half of 2022, I guess. It was finished in March or something like that. And yeah, we have had a few bugs in the meantime, but mostly not end-to-end encryption bugs and more like getting outdated keys or using one-time keys and something like that led to encryption bugs. But mostly it was for a short time. We had a test, fixed them, and yeah. But we are using Temi, for example, as our daily messenger, and we don't see any encryption bugs. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. One idea, I think, if I don't say something wrong, that there is some complement crypto that is using the SDK, and it's also, du coup, it's also helping, getting sure that all the end-to-end flow from the beginning to the end through the servers is working. So an idea perhaps could be to do the same as with the SDK to be sure that it works even with another REST SDK, for example, or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
could be.
I guess such end-to-end tests would be really good. Yes, yeah. If there are time and maintainers. Yeah,
of course.
Maybe as you saw on that slide, Trixity Messenger is the part that we can license commercially, and Trixity not. So there is a lot a funding hole for Trixity. So many users, no one paying for it. So it's really hard to make end-to-end tests when we don't have money for it. Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about your current testing strategy then and why it's so good?
We have a lot of unit tests and integration tests. So in the Java ecosystem, there is something named test containers where you can just start a Docker container, run tests again it and shut it down, and we are doing it for a bunch of tests. They are just making a Durchstich, so they don't cover every code, just use cases. So sending and receiving encrypted messages, maybe sending 20,000 encrypted messages in 10,000 rooms and check if everything can be decrypted, something like that. But they don't cover everything. They are integration tests. And we want to check that they are working with Synapse, for example.
I think there is no more question, I think. Thank you, Benedict. Have one of applause, please. Yeah. Oh, you have one? Oh, sorry.
We have one from the Matrix room.
Thank you. So, does the SDK support Slide in Sync and Matrix RTC?
Yeah, the thing is, we try to keep up with the Matrix spec. So, we don't often implement MSCs. We have some MSCs like dehydrated devices or blurred hash for images and something like that. But usually we want to try to be a stable SDK and don't want to experiment too much. But we would if we have the time. But we are working on the TI Messenger all the time and want to keep up with the Matrix version. So doing fun stuff, we would do that. But we sadly don't have time for that.
Thank you. Please have a last round of applause for Benedict. Thank you.
Thank you.